the power of the Holy Spirit, there will be no spiritual progress.
Dr. Tony Evans talks about the source of strength that drives our spiritual growth.
It is the Holy Spirit's job to enable the new nature to manifest itself in the life of the believer.
This is The Alternative with Dr. Tony Evans, author, speaker, senior pastor of Oak Cliff Bible Fellowship in Dallas, Texas, and president of The Urban Alternative. A lot of people believe spiritual growth is something we do by sheer willpower, or in some cases, won't power. But today, Dr. Evans explains that replacing our old nature with our new one isn't something we do alone. Let's join him as he explains.
God has given every believer the Holy Spirit, who is the indispensable power component for the proper working of the parts of your new nature. It is the job of the Holy Spirit to make the new nature work. Today, in this next part of our series, I want to talk about the Holy Spirit, the enablement for spiritual growth. In John 14, Jesus has just told his disciples that he's going to leave. This creates a crisis of epic proportion. They've walked with Jesus for 3 years, and that question is, how am I going to make it if you're not here? We've looked to you for everything. We've depended on you for everything, and now you're going to disappear on us, talking about going to build a place for us in heaven, but we're still living on earth. If you leave us, how are we going to make it? He says, I'm leaving you right now because I've got a job to do preparing you for eternity and ruling from heaven, and I'm going to dwell inside of your new nature, and the way I'm going to do that is through the person of the Holy Spirit. It is the Holy Spirit's job to enable the new nature to manifest itself in the life of the believer. Hold your finger here and look back to chapter 7 of John at 2 verses. Let me read from verse 37, 3 verses to 39. Now on the last day, the great day of the feast, Jesus stood and cried out and said, if any man is thirsty, let him come to me and drink. He who believes in me, as the scripture says, from his innermost being shall flow rivers of living water. But this he spoke of the Spirit, whom those who believed in him were to receive, for the Spirit had not yet been given. He says, from your innermost being, way down in the crevice of your soul, a new nature was deposited, which we've already gone into, so that a brand new spiritual reality was placed inside of you at the point of your salvation. At the heart of that new nature is a battery that's a person. And his name is the Holy Spirit. And his job is to make the waters flow. To make the waters flow is simply to make sure that the full assortment of the supernatural resources planted within you at the point of salvation are working. He is the personal pump to make sure that the water does not stagnate and that the new nature is working. But he says it flows from the innermost part of you. So spiritual growth takes place way deep down inside of you. Most Christians are depending on themselves to produce the development that they know they ought to have and that God wants them to have. See, the assumption of the work of the Holy Spirit is you can't do it yourself. And so they try with their own limited human understanding to produce a growth that the Holy Spirit has already been put there to produce. Newborn babies, when babies are forming in the womb, they don't try to grow, they grow. Because the process is embedded in the conception of life. Just as air enables a horn to sound, or wind enables a sailboat to move, the Holy Spirit enables the spiritual life to work. Without the power of the Holy Spirit, there will be no spiritual progress. So if you're tired of trying to make your spiritual life work, if you are weary of trying to have victory and constantly experiencing defeat, but you know Jesus Christ and have accepted him as your Savior, your problem is not the parts, your problem is the power. His name is the Holy Spirit. And he says, when the Holy Spirit comes, he will help you. He will enable or empower you as you abide with him and he with you. Verse into verse 17 says, he abides with you and he will be in you. Okay, I know what you're saying. You said, wait a minute now. You're telling me that all this power, you know, I've been going to this Bible conference to find me some power. I've been listening to these tapes to find me some power. I've been reading these books to find me some power. And after going to all of this, I still don't have any power. You're looking in the wrong direction from your innermost being, it says. Well, that naturally raises the question, how do I engage this new personalized helper? How does that become real for me? Let's go back to a favorite scripture, Ephesians chapter 5. We know so well, but let's review it very quickly. Ephesians 5, verse 18. Do not get drunk with wine, for that is dissipation, but be filled with the Spirit, speaking to one another in psalms, hymns, spiritual songs, singing and making melody with your heart to the Lord. He says, you got to become full of him. Do not be drunk with wine, but get drunk. God is giving you permission to become intoxicated. Now, you've been trying to find a legitimate way. He wants you to become a spiritual drunkard. God is inviting you to become spiritually inebriated. God is welcoming you to drink to your heart's content. Just not with wine. He says, be not drunk with wine, which is going to take you down. Dissipation. It's not going to help you out. But be filled, in other words, drink a lot of something with the Holy Spirit. When a person is drunk, they come under the influence. The alcohol attacks the brain and begins to change the personality. Quiet folks start talking loud. People can't walk straight. They can't pass the sobriety test. Please give them. You see, they are under the influence. They have drunk so much that they are full of it. They are full of alcohol, and the alcohol now dictates the agenda. The alcohol says, we're sleeping now. The alcohol says, we singing now and you can't sing. The alcohol will remove the passivity and turn you to be aggressive, and you can't help it because you're under the influence. Something else is dictating your actions because you're full. Now, once you stop drinking, you're going to get sober and be back to your natural self. Once you stop drinking. You don't get drunk by looking at liquor. You don't get drunk by talking about liquor. You don't get drunk by hanging out with drunks. You get drunk by drinking. Yeah, that's the only way you get drunk. And the more you drink, the drunker you get. God says you have the helper inside of you in your innermost being. To see the helper grow you, develop you way down there, he must have control. You must come under the influence.
Dr. Evans will come back with more about what that influence looks like when he continues today's lesson in just a moment. Right now, though, he has this special message and offer for us.
Have you noticed how mean the world has become? The vitriol, the lack of civility. Well, that's why we've initiated Kindness in the Culture.
Through the use of innovative and customizable kindness cards, Dr. Tony Evans says it's easy to reach out to people you meet who need a reminder that someone cares.
Ask God to guide you at least once a week to show kindness to someone who needs a kind word spoken or a kind act done. And with this card, they will be reminded that kindness does matter, and hopefully they'll pass it on to someone else as well.
In addition, Tony's powerful book, Hope for the Hurting, offers just the kind of encouragement someone suffering hurt or loss needs to make it through their day and discover a lasting peace.
You know, life is full of needs and struggles, disappointments. I know personally what that feels like. We want to help you do an act of kindness for someone by making available to them our book and Bible study, Hope for the Hurting. This will give them the comfort of God as they deal with the struggles of life.
For a limited time and only while supplies last, we're making the Hope for the Hurting book and Bible study available to anyone who sends a gift of any amount. Visit TonyEvans.org to make your request. To maximize the reach of this Hope for the Hurting kindness campaign, we need to limit this special offer to only one per person. Contact us today at TonyEvans.org.
Ask for your copy of Hope for the Hurting to encourage someone else. It's time for Kindness in the Culture.
To take advantage of Tony's special Hope for the Hurting Kindness in the Culture offer, we ask that you include a minimum gift of $5 to help defray shipping and handling. Find out more at TonyEvans.org. And while you're there, check out Dr. Evans' current teaching series that today's lesson comes from. It's called Essentials of Spiritual Growth. The entire 2-volume, 16-message collection is available to you on either CDs or downloadable MP3s and includes bonus material and complete messages we won't be able to present on the air. You can get this series right now as our way of saying thanks when you make a donation to support the ministry of The Alternative. And as an added bonus, we'll even include a copy of Tony's daily devotional book called Life Under God. This popular resource will challenge, encourage, and inspire you each day to live your life in harmony with God's will. Visit us today at TonyEvans.org or give us a call at 1-800-800-3222. Make your contribution and let us send you Essentials of Spiritual Growth and Life Under God with our thanks. Again, that's TonyEvans.org or call us day or night at 1-800-800-3222 and let one of our resource team members help you. I'll have that contact information once more after part two of today's message. Here's Tony.
The Holy Spirit functions in that which is spirit, because that's who he is. And that's why verse 19 says, in Psalms, hymns, spiritual songs, making melody in your heart to the Lord, In other words, the Holy Spirit fills up the environment that is filled with worship. Worship is the filling station that fills up the Holy Spirit's presence operating in you to engage the new nature to become what it was meant to be. The problem is most of us worship as an event and not as a lifestyle. Look at Galatians 5, where this concept is stated another way. Verse 16, he says, "But I say, walk by the Spirit, and you will not carry out the desires of the flesh. For the flesh sets its desire against the Spirit, and the Spirit against the flesh. For these are in opposition to one another, so that you may not do the things which you please." One of the ways you know you're a Christian is the battle that rages. He says, you have two things, and they are not getting along. The flesh and the spirit. How do you know the difference between the two? Very simple. The spirit wants to please God and the flesh wants to please you. And they are battling. So if you're going through a battle, while you may not like the feeling of the conflict, you can praise God because it is the battle of somebody who's on the battlefield. Paul says, the things I don't want to do. He says, I see two laws working in me, and they're in total opposition to one another. I am in a war. You're in a war because you're on the battlefield. He says in verse 16, walk in the spirit, and you will not carry out the desires of the flesh. Now, don't misread that. He does not say, walk in the spirit, and you won't have the desires of the flesh. You're in the flesh. And guess what the flesh does? Desire the flesh. That won't change till you die. And you don't have flesh anymore. Paul said, oh, wretched man that I am, who will deliver me from the body of this death? Because my body wants to do things that my spirit doesn't want to do. And he says, what do I do? And he says the solution is, walk in the spirit, and you will not carry out the desires of the flesh. Not that you won't have them, it's just the flesh won't have the last say. Now, what does it mean to walk in the spirit? First of all, if you're going to walk in the spirit, that means the spirit must be going somewhere. Where is the spirit taking you? To that which brings God glory. That's where the spirit takes you. The spirit is always moving to that which will glorify God. Always. The flesh is always moving to that which will please self in opposition to that which glorifies God. He says, walk with the spirit. That means the destination. Now, if you're walking, you not only have to deal with the destination, but you also have to deal with the dedication because walking is continuous. Walking, you don't do this and say, this was where I walked today. Walking involves one step after another. In other words, it is continuous. It's like the filling thing. It must be ongoing. Thirdly, walking involves dependency because you have to lean on one leg, then lean on another leg. You've got to rest on something else. Now, here's the key to walking in the Spirit. Walking in the Spirit simply means I am looking to the Spirit of God to give me the ability to do what I know I can't do on my own. Now watch this. The moment you can do it on your own, you have canceled the work of the Spirit. The Spirit doesn't need your help. You need His. We're talking about God in you. Pride will keep you from leaning. Because pride says, I can do it on my own. But when you realize you've been broke, see, that's why God will let you fall flat on your face to let you know you've been broke. That's why He'll let you become a spiritual cripple. Why is God letting me fall on my face? He will let you fall as low as you need to get to learn you broke so that you begin to lean on Him. And when you lean on him, walk leaning on him, that is dependency on him. That is, I am looking to you to do in me what I could never do on my own. You are then walking in the Spirit. And he says, when you walk in the Spirit, the flesh will lose its ability to have the last word. Now, it's not going to shut up and act like it's not there, but it won't have the clout because you'll be full of the Spirit. You will be completely energized by a power that's not your own. And for those believers who've experienced this, who've seen the Spirit of God take over and his power call the shots, then you begin to see the supernatural process of the life of God. And then you get what you're looking for, and that is life. 2 Corinthians 3:6 says, and the Spirit gives life. Animation. He makes it become alive. He makes it become real. It's no longer theology now. It's okay to have theology in the head as long as it becomes reality in the life. But simply to say amen and open up your Bible and not experience it, that's not what you want. You ought to leave here today saying, I want to know what this power is like. I want to know what it is when the Spirit causes me to say no to the alcohol. When the Spirit causes me to say no to the drugs. I want to know what it's like when he has the final say, because I'm leaning on him. I'm placing my dependency. Okay, Holy Spirit, my dependency is on you. I know without you today, I'm going to blow it. So I'm leaning. You will begin to experience spiritual growth because the power is at work. God will take over. And you'll want to know, how am I growing this fast? Because you're not trying to grow yourself. It is the work of the Holy Spirit.
The first step of spiritual growth is the most important, to trust Christ for your forgiveness and salvation. Dr. Evans will come back in a moment to tell you how you can do that. But first, if you'd like to get the complete full-length version of today's message, it's available as a part of Tony's current 2-volume series, Essentials of Spiritual Growth. As I mentioned earlier, we're offering CDs or digital downloads of all 16 messages in this series as our thank you gift when you support Tony's ministry with a financial contribution. And don't forget, we're also including Tony's Life Under God 365-day devotional book as an added bonus when you make your request right away. Just visit TonyEvans.org to get the details. Again, that's TonyEvans.org. Or give us a call day or night at 1-800-800-3222 and let one of our resource team members help you. That's 1-800-800-3222. Many of us think of prayer as us talking and God listening. But tomorrow, Dr. Evans will help us discover the intimate relational side of prayer a lot of us miss. Right now, he's back with this very important final thought.
If you've been listening to our broadcast and you have not personally trusted Jesus Christ for the forgiveness of your sins so that he can give you the gift of eternal life right now, I want you to go to God and transfer your trust from any and everything else except the Son of God who died on the cross for your sins and arose from the dead. In fact, I'm going to say a little prayer and you can repeat it after me. You just have to mean it for yourself. Heavenly Father, I know I'm a sinner and that I can't save myself. I believe Jesus Christ, your Son, died on the cross in my place for my sin, and I now am trusting him alone to forgive me and to give me the gift of eternal life that he promised to give to anyone who came to him for it. Thank you for saving me, and help me from this day forward to live a life pleasing to you. Congratulations. Welcome to the family. God bless you.
The Alternative with Dr. Tony Evans is brought to you by the Urban Alternative and is made possible by the generous contributions of listeners like you.